This is Sarah Mack, and welcome to Creative Magic Club. Together, we'll discover inspirational stories of creative entrepreneurs living out their dreams, doing the work they are most passionate about, and building wealth in magical and fun ways. While building a six-figure income as a writer and coach, helping other women to launch their dream businesses, I've connected with so many incredible people and seen it proven again and again that you can thrive financially doing whatever it is you are passionate about. I am here to share life-changing strategies for mindset, making money, and reaching more people with your work in a business and life filled with creativity, freedom, and fun. Hi, Sarah Mack here from withsarahmack.com, and it's time to dive into some money mindset along the lines of the most prominent themes happening right now in Aries season. So definitely check out the content prompts that I made for Aries season last week, and I want to tell you how you can use this series that I'm creating. So for every season, I'm going to be releasing content prompts and money mindset prompts. And I've actually been doing this, I think, since Libra season. So the idea is the content prompts just create some inspiration for you to really tune into some topics and themes of the moment that are really going to resonate with your people and to give you some fresh inspiration for storytelling in your brand and business. And the money mindset prompts are to inspire you for, you know, some new angles that are particularly prevalent right now to support you in your own transformation and your relationship with money and to keep doing the money work. And I'm putting these prompts on my grid, on my Instagram at Creative Magic Club. I'm going to make a little highlight reel so you can go in and find the prompts and, you know, they'll connect you back to that specific episode if you want to come and re-listen. So, you know, these prompts are not only useful during the particular astrological season that they're created for, but you can also use them when you're diving into your other placements in your astrology chart. So let's say, you know, you're thinking about your like one-to-one relationships or client relationships and you're looking at your seventh house. Look at what sign that's in, and then you can go and pick the content prompts or the money prompts for that particular sign and do some journaling within that context. So you can absolutely use these prompts for, you know, the different houses and the different planet placements in your chart. Or, you know, if you're just going through something and the energy of that sign is particularly resonant for you in that moment, I'll probably put a page up on my website and link to all of them so it's clear for you to find as a resource as well. These have been so much fun for me to create and for me to, you know, dive into my own reflection with what's coming up for me in the moment. So I really hope you like them and that you find them valuable. I'm like so grateful that you're here and listening and have come to play with me on this podcast adventure. I'm having so much fun doing it. I would love to hear feedback from you. And, you know, if you have any questions or there's topics that you really want to hear me dive more into, I'm so here for that. Just send me an email or message me on social media. So Aries is all about identity, which is, you know, really what the money work is all about. And so I think it's just such a great time to be having this conversation. And it's about the me versus we. And, you know, this one is really specific for all of you out there who are my audience, your healers, your coaches, your creatives, your lovers, your givers. And one of our biggest issues is being appropriately compensated for all that we are, you know, in a culture that has historically, you know, not valued highly a lot of the things that we stand for and a lot of the gifts and skills and talents that we contribute, or we've, you know, been taken advantage of or extorted, or it's just been, you know, there's been barriers and gatekeepers around opportunities to bring the magic that we are into our culture and our society and to be well recognized, well understood, and highly compensated. Obviously, we're in a really exciting time where all of that is changing. And it requires a lot of identity work and a lot of mindset work to really shed these old belief systems and these old self-perceptions that maybe keep us, well, definitely keep us limited in the types of actions that we take because of fear, doubt, or a lack of belief, or, you know, a lack of prior evidence, or a big like shit pile of evidence that it's been hard or impossible for us in the past. So there's a lot of opportunity and growth available to us in this season. And the way that we can access that is by really tapping into that Aries confidence, that warrior energy, being willing to be confrontational and really, you know, highly prioritizing listening to and taking care of ourselves and our bodies and putting boundaries up to protect our independence, really doing that deep work to connect to that deep sense of self-esteem that, you know, has been challenged by social conditioning, and to really practice leaning into our edges around being assertive, around taking up space for that, and around not being available for people to not meet us where we really need to be met in order to be fully expressed and to, you know, experience the joy of full self-expression and, you know, being radically well compensated for the magic that we bring to the world. So Aries is a fire sign. It's about the head. It's that fire starter, getting started, cardinal energy. And it's the I am. It's all about identity and what we declare and what we choose to embody and, you know, what happens as a result of those choices. So interestingly, at the time of recording, we actually have some other planets in Aries. We have Chiron. And Chiron in Aries is all about the wound of self and transforming feelings of worthlessness and feelings of not belonging and healing shame. And I feel like that's just, you know, that's what we're doing on this podcast. That's what we're doing as creative entrepreneurs, as healers, as content creators, as personal brands, right? We're taking up space and asserting our value and staking claim for the value that we contribute through our intellectual property, our ideas, our creativity, our innate wisdom. And this is, you know, really, really important work. This is work that I've had to deeply, deeply dive into to get to a place where I was making the moves to raise my prices and, you know, find my way to create authentic, heart-centered ways of selling in my business that felt really good for me and that have been working for me consistently and created an ecosystem where I feel like I get to be myself in my work. This has really, you know, always been the driving factor in my business. And these, you know, it's these patterns that we pick up, these stories that we picked up around, oh, you shouldn't do this, or you're too this, or you're not enough this, or that's not safe, or, you know, everyone else's opinions about who we are and what we should or shouldn't be doing, that we have to like really blast through to create a belief system that makes it feel easy for us to show up consistently for ourselves in the way that is right for us and in a way that allows consistency in our income, in our, the way that we make money and the way that we're making impact is, you know, allowing us to be ourselves. And this is really the mindset work that makes it easier and easier and allows us to tap into those gifts that feel really natural to us, that really give us the power to, you know, have impact in bigger and bigger ways while it, without it feeling like we have to push or we have to try to be something that we're not, or we have to make sacrifices that don't feel in integrity with who we are and our value system. And really carving those paths to do the work that nourishes you and allows your full self-expression for your most potent and powerful gifts to be expressed. And finding satisfaction in your greatest contribution. So, you know, I think this is a time with Aries where, like, let's work a little bit harder to do this, you know, and working harder in the right ways, not pushing against the grain, but bringing more strength to carving out the path that's going to feel so good when we've carved it out, right? Instead of just going down the path that doesn't feel that good, but it's already been carved out for us, to pick up the machete, to go and do some bushwhacking, bring that warrior strength, knowing that it's going to be so satisfying when we get to walk that path that we wanted to be walking in the first place. It's springtime and I just planted a bunch of seeds in my garden, which was like, I feel like I'm just taking action on so many things that I've been wanting to take action on for a while. And it feels really good. And they're so tiny, these little seeds, and you push them in the soil and you have to wait, right? But thinking about the power that it takes for something to grow and burst out of a seed and push through the soil, like that's the kind of energy that we're in right now. Like, be willing to muscle in to the growth that's going to be so beautiful and so rewarding when it, you know, comes full bloom. And, you know, making moves from that place that you deserve to have everything that you need. You deserve to do the work that you want to be doing. You deserve to have incredible clients that you love working with. You deserve to be consistently and highly compensated for your gifts and talents. And that's the mindset, that's really the foundation for this. And there's work to be done. If that doesn't feel like absolute, complete, totally embodied truth for you, there's work to be done on the mindset to really recondition all of the, you know, centuries of thought patterns that we've inherited from many generations of our lineage for whom this was never possible. And when you take action from this mindset, when you really build that strong mindset, and that is, you know, the fertile soil that you decide to plant seeds in, then what you desire will become your reality. So this is about doing the work to get to the mindset where it feels natural and in flow for you to be creating consistent opportunities, consistent clients, to be attracting and magnetizing invitations and collaborations and connections and fulfilling relationships and work, and building systems and ways of working that support you, that don't require you to sacrifice your health, your happiness, or your sense of integrity. So there's a lot to unpack around this topic. And, you know, recognizing that the mindset work is really the antidote to a world that has shamed and blamed us for centuries. And that this is the strength that we require to carve new paths and structures that have been built to extract our power rather than nurture it. And to live life in alignment with who we really are in this way, that's an act of resistance. And resistance requires strength. And resistance isn't always easy, right? But I always believe in there's like two uncomfortable choices. The uncomfortable choice of doing what isn't in alignment for us, that is just like going to wear us down and drain our energy, or the discomfort of carving the path that's right for us, where, yeah, it's not going to be necessarily comfortable. It's definitely going to be uncomfortable, but the joy and the satisfaction and the fulfillment that comes as a result of that, you know, makes that the better choice than sacrificing and going with the status quo for the sake of keeping the peace in other ways. And it requires doing things differently than others. It requires breaking other people's expectations, being willing to be different and to make other people uncomfortable. You know, that's part of the package to liberation and full self-expression and authenticity. And the other planet that's in Aries right now is the North Node, which is really all about learning about your wants and needs of your authentic self. And knowing that when we connect to those more deeply, we're actually more easily able to relate more deeply and honestly with others. And I love thinking about this not only in terms of our relationship to self, which is really what the mindset work is all about. And then the next layer of that is obviously our relationships in our personal life, which are really big contributors to our sense of confidence in who we are and our feeling of strength on a day-to-day basis. Like, we're social creatures. We need to have that support in community and to be seen by people who really celebrate us for who, not only who we are, but who we're trying to be, you know, really celebrating that people who are on this path of expressing themselves at the next level and seeing what that is, and, you know, being in the unknown and allowing that to unfold and allowing ourselves to carve a different path and to experiment and try and fail. It's so, so important to be seen and to be radically celebrated, because without that, it's so hard. And so when we give those things to ourselves, like obviously giving that to ourselves first with the mindset work that we do, cultivating supportive community in our personal life and, you know, through our support systems, that then makes it so much easier to go out and be public and to sell ourselves, you know, sell our ideas to the culture, to new clients, to new collaborators, and to be able to do that really from a place of authenticity and rootedness in who we really are and the way that we really want to be doing things. And being able to lead from that place of conviction for what your needs and desires are in spite of, you know, uncertainty or in spite of social pressures. And, you know, we're trailblazers over here in this corner of the internet. We're doing things differently than maybe anybody in our family has ever done before. We have new opportunities available to us and we're using them and we're creating with them. And, you know, uncertainty is a part of that package. And the other end of the spectrum of the Aries North Node is the Libra South Node, which I know one of the greatest afflictions of women creators is people pleasing, right? And that's obviously social conditioning. Everybody loves us when we put everybody else first and sacrifice us, ourselves, and, you know, put our bodies last on the to-do list until we burn out and break down, but everyone else is happy, right? How many of us have experienced this or are constantly working against, like, being in that place that is, if we just go with the flow and go with the systems and the conditioned ways of being, like, that's where we end up if we're not constantly navigating this resistance to live in a different way. So we've just had the full moon lunar eclipse in Libra. So if you've had funky stuff going on in your relationships, you've been feeling triggered and highly uncomfortable, or you've been having to negotiate boundaries with yourself and with people in your life or your business, just, you know that that's what's happening right now. And the fastest way to move through these is to harvest our lessons, right? Who was I being in this situation? Who am I being asked to step into to make this easier on myself and maybe others, maybe not necessarily others, but really prioritizing the things that you value and the ways of being that are going to make it easier for you to fulfill your vision and your mission. And then we also have Mercury in Aries right now. So Mercury is all about communication. So this is time to be loud, you know, to speak up, to like make moves, to like tell people about the work that you're doing and invite people into your projects to have those important conversations. So there's a lot of power right now in this particular season for us to be making moves, going all in, going big, really capitalizing on that spring energy to embed that next level of identity and that next level of expression that's going to unlock all those, you know, new results, new relationships, new levels of success and expansion. So it's a really, really awesome time. And I've been making some big moves over here. I've been writing a lot, which has just always been consistent burning desire that never leaves me alone. That the thing I always want to be doing more of is writing and creating. I do a significant amount of that every day. I'm back in full swing with my book edit. It's like getting into the final stages of getting ready to publish, which is really exciting. I'm really enjoying it. And that, again, it's all about identity in our relationship to money. I'm so excited for you to read it and to get it out there. And, you know, time to create has always been the vision for me behind my business and the goal of my business, which is why I serve my clients mainly through Voxer messaging and talking to them each day through that app rather than having a bunch of calls on my schedule, even though I love coaching calls and I love, you know, getting on Zoom and supporting my clients. But having that balance of just the right amount but not too many is really the sweet spot for me in my business. That's just working for me so well right now, and it gives me more freedom and expansion in my schedule to play more and, you know, in bigger, more expansive ways, and to have the capacity to like play with more of my friends. Because I'm like my inner child as a Leo sun. My inner child is running my business. And it's, you know, that's always been the impulse for me. And it's why I always make decisions that lead to the most fun and play for me. And this is why I've had to focus very intentionally on money, because it's not at all my primary motivator. I love money. I've always wanted to make a lot of money because of the freedom that I see that it creates for us in this world. And without money, I'm very limited, right? So I've definitely been feeling very fruitful with this spring Aries energy in my business. I've been working on a really exciting new free series, which honestly is like a course that's super valuable that I could definitely sell for hundreds of dollars, but I feel really excited to share it with you for free as a resource. And I'm actually going to be diving into one of my absolute favorite areas of the astrology chart for helping entrepreneurs with their messaging specifically. And it's just, I didn't plan it, you know, to release it at this time. I didn't realize that Chiron and Mercury and the North Node were going to be in Aries, and it literally could not be more of a perfect time astrologically to be talking about healing ourselves and others through acknowledging our story and sharing it in our brand messaging. I'm really showing active and bold leadership through powerful communication that reveals the truth of your authentic identity and evolves our communities as we're doing it. And these are the themes of this free series, which is going really deep into understanding soulmate client attraction and how to use astrology to really be seen and to become super magnetic to those soul connections that bring a whole new level of meaning and impact and enjoyment in your work. This is really my superpower in business and in helping clients. And also, we just had the full moon eclipse in Libra, which is all about relationships. So this is so perfect. You're gonna love it. I'm so excited about it. There's going to be 5 really, really epic value-packed trainings. It's been such a joy for me to create for you, and I honestly can't wait to share it with you and to hear what you think about it. So let's dive in to some money work. I'll put the link to the training in the free series so you can sign up for that and get all the emails with the links to the trainings and the resources. Let's talk about money for Aries season. So, you know, tuning back into this theme of, if you haven't been feeling fairly compensated, you're not feeling overflowing with abundance, or you're not feeling, or maybe you're feeling financially abundant, but you're not feeling abundant in the way that you are generating that money, really being in alignment with your true desires for your work and your contributions, doing that with people that feel like soulmate connections. This is what I want you to really tune into as you go through these prompts that I've designed for you, because there's work to be done, right? I'm a big believer that we get to choose, and it's up to us to choose the things that feel good to us. So the first step in that is really acknowledging truly what we desire. And now is a really powerful time to make some moves and to make them from a renewed and more powerful place than before. So this is my intention behind these prompts for you. So number one is an invitation to assess your current position. Where you are right now, this is your starting line for your next transition. So it's time to take stock. And, you know, as a recovering, completely like ostrich, head in the sand, total money avoidant, please don't underestimate how important and powerful this step is. And even if you're like, oh no, like I'm not like you, I look at my money and my numbers, there's always an uncomfortable thing that we're avoiding and we're not really looking at. So I want you to take this, you know, this spicy spring energy to be brave and look at the areas that you have maybe even been avoiding looking at. What about your current relationship with money do you not love? What is causing you stress and tension? Even if it's like low grade, just kind of in the background, like, oh, that credit card that, you know, the balance has just been creeping up, or the fact that, you know, your investment contributions like aren't necessarily a part of a clear plan with, you know, a time and a date and a goal and a money dollar amount to be able to retire at some point in your life, like whatever it is for you. Maybe it's a type of client that you keep saying yes to that actually is just like really draining your energy. So what don't you have in place right now that you really, really desire in your life and your career and your finances? And, you know, just take care of the emotions that come up for you around this. Be really present with them. Listen to them. Take a deep breath. Feel them. Journal them out. You can't change what you don't address. So now you've done all of this brave work that most people don't do, which is why you're going to be the person that creates a change that everyone's going to be celebrating you for, is next step to identify the changes that you desire to make. So now you've got this intel on your starting line. Take everything you named in the last prompt and rewrite that story to focus on your next goal, your next level, or the next version of reality that you would be so grateful to be living. And get into the details with this. And you can go either way with this. If you want to like go big, 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 big vision, go for it. But if you just want to take one step to that next level, like, oh, if I just had like an extra $1,000 a month, you know, what would I be doing with that? What would my life look like? What decisions would I be making? We can't create what we don't have clarity around. So set that new, clear, feel good direction for the things that you know you desire in your life, your work, and your financial health. Just identify the things you know that you're like, if I had enough money to, I don't know, get a massage once an extra time a month, or do like go to the spa, or I don't know, get my nails done, or whatever, buy that expensive smoothie that I always give myself a hard time for getting, like whatever it is for you. Maybe it's, you know, upping your contribution to your investment account or your savings account. There's no right or wrong. Just get clear on what you want and put it down. And then your prompt number three is to connect this back to your next level identity. So imagine you're at your next level already. What do you believe to be true about yourself and the world as the kind of person who's fully capable of creating all of this goodness? And then create some I am statements. Remember, Aries is all about the I am. It's all about identity. It's all about, you know, creating that power from within. So I am good at saving and investing. I am good at making money. I am consistent with my wealth building activities. I am committed to following my soul in my work. I'm good at selling and marketing. I am good at attracting all the right people I need to bring my vision to life. I am a magnetic to my soulmate clients. I'm in demand for my work. I am a powerful leader. I am a change maker. I am confident in my ability to bring my desires to life. I am trustworthy. I am capable of meeting my needs and desires. So go on a big rant, get those beliefs out, and notice how you feel. After you do this, notice what comes up. Whenever you do these types of prompts, pay attention to the inspired actions and the ideas that start to drop in for you. Like, notice those impulses of, oh yeah, I should go and talk about this on my stories, or I should, there's that client that I want to follow up with, or there's this offer I'm really excited about putting out. I'm going to go and take some action on it. Like, the faster you can translate inspiration and insight into action, the faster your reality is going to change. So check in with yourself. How do you feel after going through this process? And most importantly, you know, thinking from this place of empowerment, of that Aries warrior strength, make peace with where you are right now. You know, we leak so much energy in buying into shame patterns, self-depreciating thoughts that we've picked up from the culture, right? Like, detaching from that and not giving your power away to anxiety around money, to anxiety about your goals, and making peace with where you are, accepting that, being able to look at it, being able to be with any emotion that comes up and know, I'm okay. In this moment, I am okay. I am enough. Know that you are enough and you have everything it takes to get where you're going. And you can choose this identity shift today and every day going forward. So I would love to know, what's one action you feel inspired to take after going through this process and listening to this episode? I would love to know what this brought up for you. And, you know, remember, you are only a skill set and a committed set of habits or action steps away from building the wealth that you desire in the way that makes you truly happy. So keep going, keep putting one foot in front of the other, and it all starts with you believing in yourself and making moves accordingly. The better your moves, the better your outcomes. So I would love to hear your takeaways. Send me a message on Instagram at Creative Magic Club. And I'm so excited for the 3 series that's going to be dropping next week. Make sure you check it out. And I will see you on the podcast very soon. Bye. For more inspirational content, head over to my website, withsarahmack.com. And please support the show by liking, commenting, and subscribing.